Good morning. And welcome to worship here at Calvary this morning. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm Charlotte Qualley, and this is Calvary Lutheran if you're listening, watching on Facebook or listening on the radio. Our reader today will be Elise Miller, and of course we have Carol Johnson on the piano and a wonderful congregation with us this morning, so welcome everyone. Announcements, the radio broadcast today is in loving memory of Harold Qualley, Roland and Irene Young, Thelma and Bill Lemke, and is sponsored by the Qualley family. So if any of you are interested in sponsoring a broadcast, I know there's usually some open dates, maybe not the ones you want, but there are open dates always. And I saw Kathy in church today, so if anybody would like to sponsor, just talk to her. Or if you're listening on the radio, just leave a message on our answering machine and someone will get back to you. Also, I wanted to mention that Calvary Lutheran is sponsoring scholarships for summer of 2024, so this summer. Any student member of the congregation that would like to attend a church Bible school, Calvary will pay like 50% of your registration, up to 300. So I haven't seen the Badlands schedule, but is it out? Does anybody know? So the Badlands schedule is out, and I know my boys had a great time there, so I definitely recommend. Do they still have the junior high night camp thing or whatever? That was their favorite, so no sleep for a week. Max is going to go. Oh, good. You'll like it, Max. Jared just loved going. Jared and his buddies, there was a big gang of them that went to that. So I'm glad to hear you're going. Any other announcements we need to share that didn't make the bulletin this morning? Anything? I know we Lutherans are always pretty shy about talking in church. So if not, I invite you to grab the bulletin and join me for the brief order of confession and forgiveness printed there. I open worship this morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Our gathering song for today is I Know My Redeemer Lives. Thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O Lord Christ, good shepherd of the sheep, you lead the lost and guide us into your fold. Feed us and we shall be satisfied. Heal us and we shall be whole. Make us one with you, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading comes from Acts chapter 4, verses 5-12. A reading from Acts. The next day, the rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in Jerusalem, with Annas the high priest, Cephas, John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick, and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm today comes from Psalm 23. I will read the light print and you will respond with the bold. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters.
You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along right pathways for your name's sake.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup is running over.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Our second reading comes from 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 through 24. A reading from 1 John. We know love by this, that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth, and we will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to stand in honor of our Lord for the reading of the gospel. The gospel for this fourth Sunday of Easter comes from John chapter 10, verse 11 through 18. The Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this commandment from my Father, the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Christ. You may be seated, and if our young people would come up for the children's message. Come on up. And we don't need to sit down today. We got a little exercise to do, so you don't even have to sit. Come on up. All right. So we need to get in a line because we're going to play Follow the Leader. And I talked to Paisley ahead, so she's going to be our leader. So everybody get in a line here behind Paisley. We line up. All right. Are we in line, everybody? Okay. Paisley, lead us off. Do some fun stuff. Let's skip. Let's fly airplanes. Let's do something, Paisley. There we go. That away. We're airplanes. Are you guys coming? Come along. This way. Are we going to skip or anything? There we go. Something fun. That away. Aha. All right. So we'll just stop here. And then should we turn around and go back? All right. I got a new leader for this time. And why don't I know your name? Tell me your name. What is it? Tucker. Okay, Tucker's going to be, come back here, Tucker. You're going to leave back here. So we got Tucker in the back there. Okay, so everybody, we're going this way. So let's start walking. Can you see what he's doing? No? What happens if you have the leader at the back? Anybody have an idea? It's hard to see him, right? So, I mean, where do we need the leader to be? In the front. Oh, well, I guess, Tucker, you're going to have to come up front. So what, we can't find him or we can't figure out what to do if our leader's in the back. What? I told him to go in the back. I did. Huh. Do you think I didn't know any better? Do you think I really didn't realize we needed him in the front? Huh. Well, I thought he could lead from back there. Sometimes the leader, but they don't usually stand in the back, do they? Because I lead worship, where am I at? Up front, right? So we need our leader to be in the front, right? Okay, lead us back up. All right, guys, let's see what he's going to do. I guess, there we go, we're going to skip or jump or something. All right. So why do you think, guys, we're talking about leaders today? Did anybody listen to the gospel that I read? I know it's hard to listen to me, but we were talking about the good shepherd, okay? And does anybody have sheep? Do any of you guys have sheep? You do, okay.
And
have sheep? Okay, well, Rowan says she has some. So Rowan, do you know anything? We don't really have shepherds anymore, but do you know anything about how to get sheep to go somewhere if you want them to? No? Nope. They're hard to get to go where you want them to, aren't they? I had some friends when I was in high school that had sheep. I don't know. They
cows
don't.
Cows aren't hard.
No, cows, you just.
All you have to do is whack them with a paddle.
Whack them with a paddle. That's probably a paddle will work. That's probably, does that work for you if you wanted to say, yeah. All right. But that, I don't know. I don't think that would work for sheep, would it? So Jesus says in our gospel today that if you're a good shepherd, that the sheep know your voice. In Jesus' day, the shepherd lived with the sheep in the field. And so the sheep got to know who was their leader. Sometimes they had a pen that they brought them into at night. And several shepherds would put their sheep in there. And in the morning, they'd just start calling, and their sheep would come to them, and the other sheep would go to someone else. Isn't that crazy? But the shepherd had to lead the sheep out to the pasture, because if he tried to push them from behind, they didn't know where to go. Because cows, we can kind of get behind them with the four-wheeler or something, right? And you can get them to go. Usually there's one cow that knows where to go, and everybody follows her.
When the cows get in front start honking the horn.
Yep.
If they don't go, we just pretend to scoop them up with the...
with the loader? Well, that's going to be tougher. So what we want to know is that our Lord Jesus knows us. And what we need to do is to know our Lord. So that's why we come to church and do worship. That's why we go to Sunday school. We read our Bible. We spend time with other Christians so that we will get to know Jesus. And when we know him, then we'll be able to hear what it is that he wants us to do. And maybe he can lead us in this life, not follow behind us, but lead us in how we live our lives as good Christians to one another. How we love one another and care for one another is by his example. And we need to know him in our hearts and hear his voice when he calls, when he leads us down the street or whatever. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for these young people. I know I said every week, but I praise God for each of you. You are such a blessing to this congregation, to all of us gathered here. There's nothing more wonderful than having children in church, and I bless you each and every one. We ask, Lord, that you watch over them. I know we're getting close to the end of school, and it's getting exciting to think about summer. Bless that time and keep them safe, and bring them back to us next week. I think that's going to be the last week of Sunday school, so bring them back. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I think I've got the candy. Can you get it? There you go. You want to be in charge of handing it out? Okay. You guys come and get it. He's my holder. And our next hymn, we could probably start that while they're finishing up, is Under His Wings. Under His Wings. Dear Christian friends, safe in our shepherd's arms, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our risen Lord Jesus Christ. A shepherd was herding his flock in a remote pasture when suddenly a brand new Jeep Cherokee advanced towards him out of a dust cloud. The driver, a young man in a suit and fancy tie, leans out his window and asks, "If I can tell you exactly how many sheep you have in your flock, will you give me one?" The shepherd looked at the man, and then at his peacefully grazing flock, and answered, sure, I guess. The man parks the car, whips out his cell phone, surfs to the NASA page where he calls up a GPS navigation system, scans the area, opens a database, and some 60 spreadsheets with a complicated formula, and then says, "You have exactly 1,586 sheep." "Well, that's correct. As agreed, you can take one of my sheep," says the shepherd. He watches the young man make a selection and bundle it into his Jeep, into his Cherokee. As the vehicle starts to pull away, he calls out, "If I can tell you exactly what your business is, will you give me back my sheep?" "Okay, why not?" answers the young man, stopping his Jeep. "You are a consultant," says the shepherd. "Well, that's correct," he says. "How did you guess?" "Easy," answered the shepherd. "You turned up here without being asked. You wanted to be paid for information that I already knew, and you don't know a thing about my business because you took my dog." Our lesson for this morning from John's Gospel is a parable about the Good Shepherd. Now, I know we hear this a couple times every year, and so it's something we listen to a lot. But this shepherd was honest, caring, compassionate, and willing to die to take care of his sheep. Jesus tells us something about himself as he is our good shepherd in our lives. Jesus uses this parable about the shepherds because the people in his day knew the kind of life that a shepherd lived. It was a difficult life. It was a hard life. A shepherd felt he had a calling from a young age to tend sheep. And so he spent his whole young life learning how to care for the sheep and the rest of his adult life tending for those sheep. He would fight off wild animals who would eat the sheep and sometimes fight off robbers who would try to steal them. It was a lonely life, a difficult life. But if a shepherd did his job well, everyone would know that he was a good shepherd. Jesus uses what people would understand, a parable about shepherds, to tell us something about himself, that he is the shepherd of our lives. Jesus is the good shepherd, or as in one translation puts it, the model shepherd, who brings to the job the strength and the courage of an earthly shepherd, but also the qualities of love and kindness which comes from the Father, to help each of us to call Jesus our friend. Jesus says that the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He's telling us that he is willing to lay down his life for us, his sheep. And if you listen closely to that verse I read, the good shepherd and laying down his life is repeated 5 times in that short little gospel we had today. Jesus wasn't in it for the money or the glory. He wasn't in it and because of what he would get from this life. He would not flee from the trouble that came. He was willing to lay down his life for us so that we might have life with him eternally. There once was a pastor who visited a sheep ranch, and I guess those of us who are farmers or know farmers or been out there probably know this probably better than this little article I found, but he said he saw a very strange lamb out in the pasture. It looked as if it had 2 heads and 8 feet. He asked the rancher about it, and the rancher explained that one of their sheep had a baby, but the mother died. They tried to give the orphan lamb to another mother, whose lamb had also died, but she smelled it and rejected it. Thus, they skinned the dead lamb and put that skin on the live one. Now the ewe accepted the lamb as her own and cared for it. In a like manner, our Lord Jesus Christ, as the Good Shepherd, laid down his life as the Lamb of God. And God accepts us because we are clothed with the Lamb of God's robe of righteousness. Jesus, he was willing to lay his life down for us so that we might have life, life with the Father and life for eternity. Note Jesus says that he laid down his life freely. No one takes his life from him, but he was willing to give his life for us. Jesus loves us enough, cares for us enough to die for each one of us. He could have used his power to get out of dying for us, but he chose to struggle and die so that we might live. This is a powerful statement about the love, the mercy, the compassion, and the caring of our Lord Jesus Christ. A young woman came to a pastor's office and said, "How does Jesus know me personally?" she asked. "How can I believe that God is interested in what happens to me?" And the pastor replied, "Look at your fingers. There are billions of fingertips in the world, and no one else's is exactly like yours. Your fingerprints, your fingertips, are of special attention to our God. We are special. Each one of us gathered here today, God cares for you. We are God's children. We are the sheep of God's fold. Each of us, all of us, are unique people who are special to God. We are not special because we're good or because we're righteous or because we have somehow pleased our God with how we live our life, but because God loves us as we are, and in some ways in spite of who we are. God shows us this by the sacrifice of his Son on the cross. God is concerned about us from the hairs on our head to the blisters on our toes. God, through his good shepherd Jesus Christ, loves and cares for each of you. It is the work of the Spirit to gather us together as the members of the body of Christ. It's the work of the Spirit to gather the body once a week to worship and praise God. Jesus knows when we gather together here on a Sunday morning, it's very important for our spiritual lives. It is during this time that we hear again the promises that God has made to each of us. It is here that we live the life that Jesus lived on this earth. It is here that we encounter again and again the great love of God that he has for each of us. It's important that we come together often to be refreshed, to be renewed, to hear again about our God and the great love that he has for us. As the Good Shepherd, Jesus says that it's important for him to gather the sheep together into a fold. But notice, he doesn't stop with just the sheep that are immediately at hand. No, he says that other sheep must be brought into the fold. The fold of the sheep, the church, is always changing, growing, adding, and losing members. The fold is not a constant place, but it's an alive place, a place where things happen, where changes are made, where people grow in their faith, where people meet new people of the faith who help each one of us to understand God's love for us. And as we leave here this morning to go out into the world that God created, God's Spirit goes with each one of us, helping as we live out our lives, giving us direction, giving us courage, giving us his peace to cope with all the brokenness that we find outside these doors. Yes, the good shepherd gathers his sheep together in the fold. Here in the church, we're gathered this morning because here we are cared for, here we are fed, here we can learn from each other about faith. Here we can help one another as we face those difficult times. Jesus goes on to say that he calls his sheep to the fold and they hear his voice. They listen to him. When we come together at church, we come to listen to the voice of Christ. We come to hear him. We come to encounter him in our lives. Jesus also says that we will listen to him. Jesus is saying something here about responsibility, about our job as members of this church, as members of Jesus' fold. We are to listen to him, to obey what he says. And if you remember what Elise read in the second reading, where it says, "All who obey his commandments abide in him, And the commandment was to love one another as Christ loved us, and just as he has commanded us to do. And that's what God wants for each of us to do. Jesus is the good shepherd of our lives. He laid down his life freely for each of us. He knows each of us personally because each of us is important to him. And he gathers us together in church so that we might be refreshed with his word, God's grace, and God's love for each of us, so that we might be forgiven our sins and live here, rejoicing in God's victory over death. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." Amen. Our next hymn of the day is "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is." The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. I invite you to stand as we once again profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Rejoicing that Jesus is risen and love has triumphed over fear, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need of good news. Shepherding God, gather your church whenever we wander from you and one another. Empower our church and ministries around the world to worship and serve alongside global companions as equal partners and co-workers in the gospel. God of grace, hear our prayer. Nurturing God, preserve the health of biomas and ecosystems. Inspire farmers, ranchers, conservation organizations, and all people entrusted with the task of caring for creation, that we may be better stewards of the world around us. God of grace, hear our prayer. Almighty God, lead nations and communities to share resources, cooperate in solving conflicts, and listen to the wisdom of elders. Help all those with power to share it and to use such power for good. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, protect the very young and the very old, those living without housing, victims of domestic abuse, and all who live with chronic illness or compromised immune systems. Today we lift up the names of, go back to that page, dip the names of Ralph, of Jennifer, of Jim, of Tim, Paulette, Owen, Anne, Louisa, Edward, Harlan, Samantha, Wayne, Charlene, Arlene, Rylan, Jagger, Lizzie, our nursing home residents, Benita, Evelyn, Nora, Becky, and Bob, and all our military personnel and their family, and those, Lord, that we name in our hearts. Guide communities to actively care for people who are vulnerable. God of grace, hear our prayer. Gracious God, help this in all communities of faith to listen for your voice. Call us away from things that distract us from following you. Invite us to more deeply love and serve people who are lonely, isolated, or on the margins. God of grace, hear our prayer. Living God, we give thanks for our ancestors in faith. Strengthen us to share the good news in our own day. God of grace, hear our prayer. Into your hands, merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abiding love through Jesus Christ, our resurrected and living God. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always and also with you. I invite you to take a moment, if you'd like, to share the peace. If you don't want to shake hands, just put up the peace sign or something, or wave or something. You can wave to one another if you don't want to share the peace. Peace if you can. Peace, peace. Peace, Tim. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, Jack. Peace, Deb. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, Dorothy.
Peace.
Blessings. Christine.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Yeah. All right. Peace be with you. I missed you too. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Yes. We needed to move.
What?
We needed the exercise.
Yeah.
At this time, we'll bring the offering forward, and Carol will lead us in our offertory. Let us pray. Praise and thanks to you, holy God, for by your word you made all things. You spoke light into darkness, called forth beauty from chaos, and brought life into being. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. By your word, you called your people Israel to tell of your wonderful gifts, freedom from captivity, water on the desert journey, a pathway home from exile, wisdom for life with you. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus, your word made flesh, you speak to us and call us to witness, forgiveness through the cross, life to those entombed by death, the way of your self-giving love. For your word of life, O God, we give you thanks and praise. Send your spirit of truth, O God. Rekindle your gifts within us. Renew our faith. Increase our hope and deepen our love for the sake of the world in need. Faithful to your word, O God, draw near to all who call on you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. And then let us join together in that prayer which our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. I invite you to stand for our closing hymn, He Leadeth Me. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.